Hi, guys and dolls. It's your favorite girls.
Hello, my name's Hannah.
I'm Ellen. And this is another episode of your local favorite radio show. It's Pretty City.
Coming to you live from our little station here.
We're broadcasting live from Waco, Texas.
Just kidding. I'm in North Carolina.
Just kidding. And I'm in Chicago.
And that leads us to what we're going to be talking about today. Because guess what's happening in both North Carolina and Chicago?
Just a crisp feeling in the air.
Fall, that's right, Hannah. Fall is coming. And guess what that means for our skin?
Dryness.
Crickety.
Sadness.
Crack. Oh my gosh, I'm ashy. So today we're going to be talking about moisturizer.
That's right. Especially because winter is coming. We are feeling our skin get drier. And so we are going to be talking all about moisture. We're going to define some terms. And we're going to give you some frosted tips to stay cool / moisturized this winter.
Exactly. We're going to give you vocab. We're going to give you frosted tips. We are going to give you a long spiel about a cult celebrity product that costs way too much money and that I know way too much about.
Love it.
So,
I'm so excited.
Who's ready to get started? Hannah, are you ready?
I sure am, Ellen.
All right. Let's dive right into it, shall we? Splash.
Insert splash noise.
Perfect. As a person with sensitive skin, I feel like as soon as the air shifts to fall or winter, my skin is like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, my skin's like the Sahara Desert right now. It's like, if I smile, it's going to crack.
Really?
It's not even cold here yet either. It was like 70 degrees today, Ellen, but I've been bracing for it. And I actually made a list today called Cold Weather Charms of things that make me happy about cold weather. And it was really challenging.
Oh my God. That is so
funny. Can I tell
you
a couple things on my list?
Yes, please do.
I said that I can wear thick sweaters. I wrote no pressure to enjoy myself in summer weather. Because there is that like, I don't know, like this pressure where I'm like, it's fleeting. But now, you know, it's crappy. So who cares? I don't have to go outside.
Exactly.
I also just put soup. I think soup is a human right. I think everyone deserves soup.
I feel like that is like something that is very essential to you as a person is you love soup. Like you love soup.
I love soup. Yeah. All kinds of soup.
Dun, 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 dun. Moisturizer fact time.
What?
So we have this list of moisturizer vocab. Hannah, would you like to tell the crowd what an emollient is?
Yes. So there are three different categories within moisturizers that we are going to define for you guys. An emollient is one of them, and this is a hydrating ingredient that is usually acting as a fat barrier. So this is your squalene, shea butter, fatty alcohols like cetyl alcohol.
Basically, they're providing hydration from a fat barrier.
Yep.
Which leads us to vocab word number two. Dun, 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 dun.
So hyaluronic acid is an example of a humectant. And as we've talked about in a previous episode with Jordan, humectants are going to pull moisture from the environment, and so they'll either pull it from the air if you're in a humid location, or they're going to pull it from your skin itself, which is what you don't want because it's actually going to dehydrate your skin. So if you're in a very dry place, not a great idea to use something like hyaluronic acid because it will actually dehydrate you. But one way to avoid that is using an occlusive ingredient on your skin, any product that contains that will lock in the moisture, which can be a good way to bypass that. But some examples of humectants are hyaluronic acid, aloe, glycerin, which is in a lot of moisturizers, elastin, collagen. And these like will, when they do work properly and draw moisture to your skin, they give you that like plumping effect, which looks really nice and it feels really good, which is, I think, why people love hyaluronic acid so much.
Yeah. Which leads us to, because Hannah mentioned, My ears are itching. Another vocab word.
What was that I heard?
Dun,
oh, yeah.
Da, da, da.
Eep, it, a, bee. An occlusive.
Let the people
know. So I'll explain
know.
It now.
Yeah.
This is, in my opinion, what is the most obvious one, which is something that is a physical barrier to moisture. So when you think of an occlusive, think of something that forms a physical barrier to lock in moisture that is already on your skin. So that's like shea and cocoa butter, beeswax, jojoba oil, evening primrose oil. Yeah.
So we've gone through our incredible winter vocab. We're going to be guiding you guys through some frosted tips today. That's right. Break out your frosted
flakes
pants from the NSYNC music video for what's that song where they were like, I want you back. That's it. Because I want you back. Copyrighted. But anyway, they have a really cool music video where they have frosted tips and they look like they're in the winter, but they're all surprisingly well hydrated. So who wants a frosted tip for this winter time?
Me, the crowd screamed.
The crowd? Oh, I didn't see you guys there. This is crazy. Well, you've come to the right place. So my frosted tip for winter is on top of everything. So when you have makeup on or if you just have moisturizer on and you're a dry skinned person, I would really try to use a facial spray to lock in all of that great moisturizer that you've put on. And that really putting a spray on top of like a moisturizer base is so nice. I mean, that's what Jordan, so we had our guest last week, Jordan, she was amazing, and she said that she used the Tower Beauty SOS spray.
Yeah.
A good example of a spray that I believe is really, really good is the Juice Beauty Hydrating Mist.
Yeah. So get a facial mist. I love that because you can do it throughout the day. Like you said, you can do it on top of your makeup. You can do it really quickly during the workday, and you don't have to, I don't know, like get your hands all sticky in a jar of your favorite moisturizer every time you need a good refresh.
Yeah. And what it's going to do is just kind of remind your skin to keep moisturizing itself, which is really, really nice.
Yeah. I have another frosted tip.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's hear it.
Ba-doodle. Okay. So in the winter, I always take super hot showers and hot baths because I'm freezing my butt off.
Yeah.
And this is not a tip necessarily for a particular product, but more so a tip of do not neglect your body. I'm sure most of us are great about taking care of our faces and our necks because that's skincare, baby. But make sure you also get like the backs of your hands. I don't know, mine always get super chapped, like your elbows, your knees, like everywhere. Just like be extra good about taking care of moisturizing everything because it just feels luxurious and it feels really nice. And taking those really hot showers and baths can be very drying and disruptive to your skin barrier everywhere else. So that's my tip. Like, give yourself some extra love. And I feel like even, you know, even if you're trying to be super careful with skincare on your face, like, you can probably go for something cheaper on the rest of your body. Just because, I don't know, I'm not going to use my face moisturizer on my body.
Yeah.
My body's much larger than my face. Fun fact.
That's a really good tip. And, like, using a rich moisturizer on your body in these high traffic areas that get a lot of love. Because, like, your hands get a lot of love because you're using them to operate. Like,
it's true.
Your feet also get a lot of love. Your elbows get a lot of love moving around in those itchy ass sweaters that I buy from the thrift store. Like,
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, one like recommendation that I have off the top of my head, and this is something that I haven't used, but it's also something that Jordan mentioned to us last week, is the Weleda Skin Food. Have you used that before?
Yeah, I have used it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a super rich moisturizer. And there's a lot of places that, like, I know Shea Moisture, they have really, really nice, like, shea butter-based moisturizers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go simple and super, super natural, there's a lot from that line that you could probably use. Just make sure, if you don't like fragrance, then make sure. I think that fragrance is the mortal enemy of a good moisturizer. Yeah.
I have to agree with that. I feel like I'm more forgiving of it if it's on a body moisturizer. Like, I'm not as concerned about using it.
Yeah.
I actually have another, frosted tip.
Let's hear it, baby.
Okay. To prepare for the winter, you should definitely get a humidifier and you should put it next to your bed and you should fill it each night And every night when you go to bed, put on that humidifier because you are going to feel so much better in the morning if your room is not dry AF. Because I don't know about you, but I have like radiators here, which are especially bad about sucking moisture out of the air. So get a humidifier. It's worth it. They're not that expensive. Someone probably has one they don't even want and they'll just give it to you. That's what Ellen did to me.
I did want it. I just didn't have room for it, I will say.
I'm sorry. No, I'm so grateful that you gave that to me. I'm definitely going to use it.
Have you used it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm like thinking about using it soon, though. It's been, you know, still a little bit humid here, which has been nice.
Yeah.
But it's definitely cooling off. And as soon as, I just know, as soon as we have to turn on the radiators, it's going to be like, all the moisture's going to go.
Yeah, that was me chattering my teeth, by the way. But I don't know if you can tell that on like the radio, even though this isn't the radio, but whatever. Yeah, I gave Hannah my humidifier when I left Chicago, and I loved that humidifier. It's a good one.
It's cute. It's little too, which is nice.
Yeah.
So like, it's not too heavy because I have really weak upper arms, and so I can carry it from the bathtub when I fill it up to my room. No problem. So easy.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think a humidifier is a great idea. That's definitely something that I'm going to try to see if I can buy here, because that really saved my ass last year, because your body gets so dry too and you don't even think about it. And especially in like really cold places with the heat on full blast, like we had to turn our heat on the other night because it was so friggin' cold. It got really cold.
Yeah.
It got like, it was like 39 one night, which was awful. But that's a really good fresh frosted tip, baby.
Frosted tip for you. Yeah.
Another frosted tip for people who are going to do this. If someone told me once to put a drop of essential oil in my humidifier, don't do that.
Yikes.
Do not do that. That is a terrible idea, because that's going to get into like whatever the mechanism is. And it has a really high possibility of clogging your humidifier up. It also gets into your skin, and a lot of people really swear by essential oils. I am not one of those people. I have eczema and weird patches on my body. I love my eczema. Just kidding, it sucks. But I think that is a terrible idea, and I would never lend that to somebody. Like, I would never. That's reckless.
I agree with you. Don't put, like, keep your, I would keep my humidifier just water and, I don't know, when you're going to sleep, I don't know, do you really need like a oil in the air? It's probably not going to help your skin anyway, so.
No, you definitely, no.
Skip that one. That is not a frosted tip.
That is not a frosted tip.
That's like an icicle stab.
Yeah, 100%. Amazing metaphor. Love that. 100%.
Thank you.
That, yeah, that's a metaphor because you didn't use the word like or as.
Mm-hmm.
I went to fourth grade. I know the difference between metaphor and simile.
Oh, yeah, similes too. Wow, good times. Mm-hmm.
Like or as. But
I think a frosted tip would be if you are doing any sort of exfoliant, especially a chemical exfoliant, go a little bit easier on your skin. If you're doing it, you know, every night, maybe go every other night or maybe even every two nights, and definitely up your moisturizer to compensate that, because your skin can probably handle more exfoliating in the summer. But as soon as you get to winter, it might not be able to tolerate it as much. So I'd be careful, be gentle, baby it a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely baby it a lot of it more.
Yeah,
that is a good one. And that leads me to, because you know what chemical exfoliation does? Hannah,
what?
It makes you peel. So that leads me to the next frosted tip. If your
frosted
face,
tip alert, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Get it while it's cold.
Get it while it's cold. That's so cute. But next frosted tip alert, if you are peeling, do not peel the skin off your face.
Yeah, that's a bad path to take.
Any face picking is just a bad idea, and I'm really guilty of this because I was peeling the other day and I just was like trying to peel it off because my nose is peeling right now because I have a little bit of a cold and I've been blowing my nose a lot.
A little bit of a sniffle poo over here.
Yeah, little poo skis. So try not to do that because it's going to get bacteria in your face. Then it can cause other like infection. Ugh, I'm just not going to get into that. So don't peel your face. Don't touch it.
It's hard, though. I think it's a good point to bring up because skin picking is something that I think we've both talked about struggling with, like, any time of year, but
yeah.
Winter is definitely a time of year where it's more likely to happen just because you're drier, like you say, and if you're peeling either from the weather or from using, you know, a chemical exfoliant that's caused you to peel, like, it's just so hard to not do it because it's a lot of times, like, tied to anxiety or, you know, second nature, but it's really good to avoid it if you can, like, just try to be gentle with yourself, but don't do it if you can help it. And that's, I'm really talking to myself right now, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I need to take that advice. Like, anytime.
Yeah.
Cutting your nail short is a good way to avoid it, to be honest.
That's true.
But if your skin is peeling, this leads me to my next frosted tip, which is going to lead me into another point later. And I can already see my train of thought blossoming in front of me, which this rarely happens.
Get that locomotive going.
Get it.
Yay.
Routing.
I'm pushing this metaphor. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Is that? Yeah, it's still a metaphor. Okay. Sorry. If your face is peeling in the winter and your face is just like super dry, find a moisturizer that doesn't have fragrance in it.
Yep.
Just get a super simple moisturizer. You can get CeraVe. It doesn't have to be super expensive.
Yeah, CeraVe, even Cetaphil or the Simple brand, those are all the kind of like bare bones, like usually dermatologist suggested things that you can go
check
for.
The back, that makes sure that it doesn't have fragrance on it. Usually it'll literally say fragrance. So that's my last frosted tip, I believe. Hannah, do you have any more frosted tippies?
Yeah, my last tip, and I think this is something you can probably speak to as well, is consider a more hydrating mask. We've talked about masks on the show. Masks are great, A, because they just feel good and you feel fancy when you're doing them, but also because there's so many kinds, and with winter coming, like, get a hydrating one. Get one that feels really soothing. Like, you gave me the First Aid Beauty oatmeal mask.
Mm-hmm.
That one feels hydrating. It feels healing. It feels restorative. It doesn't feel, you know, like it's a peel or anything like that, because it's not. It's really meant to baby your dry ass face. So yeah. I need that.
Put the clay away this winter.
Put the clay away. Yeah, you don't need that sap in your juice. So I feel like this is something that you would know a lot about. And so I'm wondering, like, what, like, moisturizing, hydrating face masks would you recommend for winter?
I would say that the Summer Fridays mask, the jet lag mask that Jordan recommended to us, is a good one. Another good one is the Glossier Moisturizing Moon Mask. I used that at a friend's house a couple of years ago, and I really, really liked it. It's like light but rich at the same time.
Mm.
If you want like a kind of expensive mask, the Paula's Choice, they have a super hydrating overnight mask that you like leave on overnight. It's super hit or miss. So I've tried it before and I really liked it. My friend tried it before and she fucking hated it. So I mean, it's just like all skincare is hit or miss. So like,
it totally is. Yeah.
But if anybody wants something really simple and really easy that's going to be moisturizing, I would use a cold cream that you leave on overnight. So the Pond's cold cream. If you've ever seen Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that's what she's putting on her face at night. She's putting on a cold cream. So, like, if
that's
you...
That's such a throwback kind of thing, right? Like, I think of someone in, like, mid-century, like, piling on the cold cream.
Piling it on. And, like, cold cream is just, like, a tried-and-true trick. It's just amazing. One of my friends, Jessica, shout out Jessica, she's the one who introduced me to that and in college. Wow. And it's just, like, been something that I wash my face with cold cream on really, really tough winter nights. And then I also will sleep with it on. And it's really nice. Just make sure you're using a pillowcase that's not like...
Oh, yeah. Important. Maybe that's our final frosted tip.
Yeah.
If you're doing any intense moisturizing overnight, use a pillowcase that you don't like or don't care about, because that's going to get real sloppy.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've given you a whole head full of frosted tips. Justin Timberlake would be squealing with jealousy if he listened to our podcast, which maybe he does. Hey, JT, what's up? I don't really understand what's going on with you and Jessica Biel. I hope you can work it out, but maybe
are they
not
separated?
I don't know.
They just had another baby.
Oh, you know more than I do. I thought they had some drama, but
no,
that could have just been
two
speculation.
Kids together.
Okay, well, okay then. Okay, maybe he's... Hi, JT. Hope things are going well. I'm sorry to have... assume that you had some marital troubles, but
oh my God.
Congratulations on your new baby. Anyway, so we've given you all of our cold weather tips, and now I want to turn it over to Ellen for this amazing research she did, and I don't want to give it away. I want you to explain what it was, because this is a Google Doc that I'm looking at that Ellen, how many pages is this? There's like 7 pages dedicated to this one product. So
yeah,
Ellen, take it away.
What kickstarted this episode was me looking at a lot of moisturizers, and on the top of many moisturizing lists by all of these news outlets, all of these rich people, all of these famous people, is the La Mer. What is it even fucking called?
I don't know, Ellen. I'm what too. I can't afford it, so I don't even know okay. if I should learn
it. It's the La Mer Cream de La Mer.
That's so that is obnoxious, what it's called. That name
and
alone.
Crème de la Mer.
Cream of the sea.
Does mer mean sea in French?
Yeah, it means sea.
That's pretty good. Well done, you. So this is the cream that celebrities swear by. This is the staple of Kim Kardashian. Chrissy Teigen recently talked about it on her Instagram story when she was talking about her skincare routine, where she was like, yes, it is that good. Like, it is something you use. Tons of celebrities use La Mer. J-Lo also uses La Mer. Like, a lot of celebrities do. But I will say that Crème de la Mer is fucking expensive.
How much is it? Should I guess?
Yeah. Why don't you guess? How big a 2-ounce container?
2 ounces? That's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's $70.
Oh my God. No, the 0.5 ounces is $95.
Wait, what?
The 2 ounces is $345.
Are you kidding me?
The 3.4 ounces is $520. And the 16.5 ounces, this is the value size. This is what celebrities have in their houses, is $2,475.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
So
what the F is in this thing? Why is it that expensive? That makes no sense. What's
exactly.
in it?
Exactly. So this is what led me down this huge rabbit hole of what is in La Mer to make it so expensive.
Yeah.
And so they tell you on their website that it has this thing called Miracle Broth. So Miracle Broth is...
I said I liked soups.
No, it's not a soup. It's okay. way too expensive to be any soup you're having, my friend.
Wow,
it is not a soup. So Miracle Broth is created by La Mer. They make it in-house. And basically off the coast of Vancouver, they harvest their own algae. And they're harvesting algae in this algae farm that they grow in the sea of Vancouver. And once the algae is grown, they ferment it. They ferment their own algae and then they add it to their cream.
Mm-hmm.
And the first ingredient listed on the La Mer ingredient list is algae.
Mm-hmm. But secret algae.
It's secret algae. And the crazy part is that when they first started harvesting this, so the miracle behind La Mer is that the main scientist who started La Mer, he was horribly scarred in a lab accident. So he had scars on his face, on his hands.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to figure out how to get back to how he used to look. And so he, I think it's like 15 or 16 years, he was trying to figure out solutions. And he noticed the restorative properties of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
How it being in salt water really helped him. And so he was looking at, you know, different things created in the sea that kept their elasticity and just looked very good and smooth. And he was drawn to seaweed and algae. And so he did all this testing and eventually discovered a fermentation process. So he was drawn to giant sea kelp.
Love
and
it.
So
who isn't?
That's what they harvest in Vancouver, yeah. Giant sea kelp, and then they ferment it. And apparently each time that Miracle Broth is created, it's infused with batches from before. They never really like end a fermentation process. It's always continuously going. So there's that link to the original
mm-hmm.
broth that they okay. have. It reminds me kind of these sourdough starters that have been in Italy, like in Italian pizzerias for years, like hundreds
like
of years.
Centuries, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good comparison. It is a fermentation process on both ends.
Exactly. So that's what makes La Mer so expensive. But I was like, that's kind of effed because I kind of want to know what else is in it that's causing it to be so expensive. So yeah. I went through, because a $2,000 cream, I almost bought, for the purposes of this episode, a lot of products, but honestly, I forgot to buy them in time to be able to test them out. And this was one of the ones I was going to try, but I cannot afford a 0.5 ounce moisturizer's worth of this because it's $95.
Yeah.
So I just can't afford that.
Yeah.
But among the list of ingredients, we have mineral oil, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
There's also some good stuff. So we use the Paula's Choice dictionary for this, which, like, you can look up any ingredient basically in skincare and it'll tell you if it's good, average, poor, or, you know, best. And there were some ingredients that are best. So glycerin was one of them. Sesame seed oil was under the best category. Sesame seed powder, alfalfa seed powder, sunflower seed cake. And then there's a lot of ingredients that are also good, which is, like, great. So you have, like, beta carotene, decyl oleate, which is a skin conditioning agent, citric acid, which isn't a bad thing. Just like a bunch of stuff. So I literally went through every single ingredient and pulled from the Paula's Choice dictionary what it is and what it does to you. But there was also some pretty poor ingredients in this as well. So there's a lot of ingredients in this. Yes.
Can you give me an example of something that's bad?
They use lime extract. It has a very volatile chemical makeup. So it's a photosensitizer and it's a skin sensitizer. So it's poor. On the Paula's Choice scale, eucalyptus leaf oil, which is a fragrance as well. It's also a skin sensitizer, which is kind of bad. Limonene. So limonene is bad. I've always known that limonene is bad, actually. It's a chemical constituent of fragrant ingredients, like natural fragrances, like citrus oil. There's also citronellol, benzyl salicylate, which is another fragrance, citral, which is another fragrance. And then, so throughout the ingredient list, they have all these fragrances listed out as individual fragrances. So they have names and everything. So everything that is poor in this is a fragrance. But when it's not, this is another, like, I guess this is a bonus frosted tip for anybody who's still listening to me going down the celebrity deep dive rabbit hole of this occult cream. If a product has ingredients that are listed out, like, one ingredient by one ingredient, that means there's a higher concentration than if they're underneath the fragrance blanket.
Oh, interesting.
So fragrance is also listed as an ingredient, and that's a blend of volatile or fragrant plant oils. So basically, there's a lot of good stuff in this. There's a lot of poor stuff in this.
There are so many fragrances, because if what I'm hearing you say is, like, if the fragrances are in high enough concentration, they will be on their own ingredient line.
Yep.
And then in addition to that, it has fragrance as its own thing too. So, yep. Yikes.
I'm not shocked though, because I've never met a seaweed that smells good. So, like, I'm not
that's
like
fair. Yeah, yeah.
Super shocked, because this would straight up smell like
booty
tang.
They're probably trying to mask that ocean smell.
Yeah, 100%. And then also on the list that isn't that great, because, and then this is what, like, alcohol is kind of, it can be drying. Cetyl alcohol is a fatty, it's an emollient, so it's a little bit different, but alcohol denat, you'll see that in a lot of masks as well. If that's, like, one of the top, like, five ingredients in a mask, that's going to dry it out. Oh, avoid seeing alcohol denat, D-E-N-A-T, in the top list of your things.
I've seen that a lot.
It has a lot of benefits. It makes things very light feeling. It's a good solvent. It's a penetration enhancer for your skin. So, like, that's what it is. That's what it's trying to do. It's a penetration enhancer. So it's, like, breaking down areas where moisture can kind of seep in. But if it's high in the ingredient list, that means there's too much of it in the product.
Got it.
So always look for something at the end. It is in this product, but it is the second to last ingredient. There's probably just enough in it to be effective. If that makes sense.
Okay.
So that is a long story of saying that this $2,000 cream, I still want to try it. I still can't afford it. I don't like fragrance and stuff. I'm very sensitive to fragrance. So maybe, I mean, I won't be able to use it, but still.
It's intriguing though, still, because A, the celebrity following. B, this mysterious propriety secret around the seaweed.
I know.
Is fascinating to me. The name Miracle Broth alone is so intriguing. And I also just like this sort of mythology of the creator dealing with like a lab accident that disfigured him in some way and trying to,
yeah,
you know, like that's such a great origin story for their brand. Like, it's almost a little too perfect, but I will accept it as true because I trust you.
I know. It's really the way that they've like framed everything.
Their marketing and everything.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a really interesting thing, but if anyone's used this cream, please let us know. Is it worth it? Oh, and this is the last thing I'll say about La Mer. You're not supposed to rub it into your face. You're supposed to pat it on your skin. Should I tell you that? No.
No.
You, like, put the cream in your hands, and then you rub your hands together until the cream is see-through, and then you pat it into your face. Isn't that wild?
Sounds like it's getting more in your hands.
Apparently it doesn't.
But that makes sense. No, it makes sense, though, because you don't want to, like, pull at your skin. So.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
But.
Same. Wow. I feel like I've learned a lot about it, but it also still, it seems like even more shrouded in mystery now. Like, I'm more interested in getting a free sample.
I know. I could do a whole podcast on just this stupid cream.
Yeah.
Because I'm so deeply invested in it.
Yeah. I love it. Thanks for doing all that research.
Wouldn't have it any other way, honestly. So we thank you as always for joining us. We understand that we ramble, but we understand that you love it because you're still listening.
That's true. And we understand that when you open your podcast app, you have a whole host of choices of what to listen to. But you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen this. You've made your bed. Well, we've made it for you. And now you have to lie in it.
We've made it for you. And we threw away the key to your room. And we've locked you in here for an eternity. So you have to lie in it.
Oh my God. But seriously, if you have used La Mer, please let us know.
Yes.
And if you are Chrissy Teigen, we're all going to hang out soon. And thank you for listening. And please, please, please subscribe. And why not leave a comment? No one has left a comment yet. So you should be the first one. Kind of break the ice. Make it easier for other people. Because I think everyone's sort of very eager to. But they're nervous. They don't want to be the first person to leave a positive review. So why not, you know, show people how it's done.
Yeah, leave a positive review on Apple.
Yeah, that's
right. Podcasts. That's make our day, people. Make my day.
It would, like, make my week.
It would make my week.
Yeah. We don't have much going on.
We don't have a ton going on. All we do is talk about skincare on the podcast and in our lives other than the podcast. So, make our week, why don't you? Original music provided by...
Blade 2.
Original thought and commentary provided by...
Ellen and Hannah.
Original thoughts. Copyrighted by...
Ellen and Hannah. Copyright 2020.
Exactly. Pretty city, we thank you. And good night.